And we're back with, what the fuck are we doing?
Another episode. We need you to have more energy.
You guys drugged me out of bed.
It is what? 11:13 in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
Oh, hush.
Yeah.
You're fine. You got like 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's not enough.
Too bad.
I need 13.
Okay, well, I need you to give more than 13% energy right now.
We will as soon, you know, it'll kick in here in a minute.
You want a sip of my coffee?
No, I might get something to drink, though.
Oh, okay. All you have to do is call off and you'll get that energy.
And then you can come with us and play video games where I'll beat your ass in all of them.
No, you won't.
Especially Connect Four. I know they got a giant Connect Four.
they do have a giant
Wait, are you going to the one in Sheffield?
How about we, you know, let the people know what you're talking about?
I was going to do the closest one.
Probably Westlake or Toledo.
I think.
Oh yeah, Westlake's what I meant.
How about you tell the people what you're talking about now? Because you know.
So Miranda is up and actually physically with us. So
I am. Yay!
Yay for that! We already told her not to say offensive things in this episode, just to cover our asses. But she's up here and she took the week off of work. And I don't start my new job till the 21st. And so we want to go to David Buster's and have a good time. Jeez. And Joe's being a little party pooper.
Because I have to go to work.
He has to go to work when he tells me all the time to call off.
Yeah, he literally tells Marie not a day like, oh, just call off.
Yeah.
Just call. Just say you have diarrhea. That's always the excuse he wants. Because first off, I need to know, if anyone has called off for diarrhea, have they ever asked, like, ever, like, in what's that word I'm looking for? What's asking more questions?
You ask more questions?
No, there's a word for it.
Further notice?
No, you don't further notice. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the word.
Stupid mom. Right?
Like dwell on the question? No, you're not dwelling on the question.
It's one word.
Have they ever asked you to
explain your diarrhea?
Yeah, but it's another word for explain.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We're going off track.
Just move on.
Yeah. Miranda, you'll look it up. Yeah, you look up a, like,
another word for explain more.
Like, dive into?
No, have they ever asked you to...
elaborate?
Yes!
I got it!
There you go.
Thank you.
Even if you elaborate, what are you supposed to say?
I'm on the toilet and I'm pooping.
Oh, yeah.
How much more elaboration do you want?
Well, I just want to know if anyone's ever had, like, the guts to ask. Because, first off, how are you going to...
So I want to be completely honest with you guys, because I used to be a manager, so I got those call offs where they'll sit there and like, oh, I have diarrhea. I'm sitting there like, right, you don't fucking have to tell me. Just say you're calling off.
See, McDonald's still made you come in. They're like, we have a crew bathroom.
I was like, I don't fucking
And here's
come
the
in.
Thing. You are not allowed to work fast food with like five symptoms and like one of them is diarrhea. Like that's a huge no-go because you know. Fucking E. coli. McDonald's is like, we don't give a fuck. Still come in.
Gross.
Dude, I was laying in a hospital bed and they still wanted me to come in for my closing shift. They were nice enough to let me come in 3 hours later.
But no, I was sitting there because I think someone tried to tell me one time. I was like, oh, you see, I have this. It's like, I don't really fucking care. Are you calling off or not? This is a guy. It's like, okay. I think I'm the easiest guy to call off to. Because I don't care. I know that you're not doing what you say you're doing. Mm. I know you're going to go out and have fun.
You never know.
Oh, I do know.
You don't know.
Because I remember one time someone called off to me. And then, like, I saw their picture on Facebook going somewhere else.
Don't post on Facebook.
I was like, bro, that's kind of fun. Because I'd do the same thing. I've done the same thing. But I just feel bad for calling off because I know someone else has to, you know, pick it up, like pick up my shift.
How many times have you had to cover for people? I think they owe you one.
Yeah, I know, but still, I feel bad. I personally do.
I feel bad too. That you're not gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we feel bad about. Yeah. Because I'm not going if you're not going because it's just awkward. Mm. I'm not gonna be the three and a half wheel.
Yeah. There's a baby. You can't leave the baby by himself.
Apparently, some of my friends think I can't because they'll be like, oh, do you have to bring him? Like, is my cat supposed to babysit the baby?
Yeah.
It's only Austin.
Yeah.
I'm so awkward.
Austin loves babies.
I know he loves animals. Babies.
Actually, he loves baby Gray.
Everyone loves Baby Gray.
Yes. Everyone does love Baby Gray.
Because he's a good baby.
But yeah, no, either way, I am one of those people. I just feel bad if I call off.
And you tell me still to call off every single time.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why no one likes Joe.
Why?
Because take the fun out of stuff. Yeah, hypocrite.
I take the fun out of stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might go to Dave Buster's today.
You work all the time.
Yeah.
Where I, most of the time, only work like once a day throughout the week.
We have to also pay bills.
She'll be working soon.
Rent, electric.
I paid rent the last 2 months.
Yes, but still, electric.
Phone. That's your fault. You were supposed to pay electric a while ago.
Yeah. Either way, we're not getting into all our bill situation right now.
No.
No. Either way, let's dive in. I don't know. Oh, yeah, we watched the pay-per-view last night. AEW Revolution. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Gray, for throwing your bottle.
That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was definitely a lot better than Royal Rumble.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about we do... Yes. How about we do what the lost episode of Royal Rumble... Because, you know, the file's deleted.
Maybe that was for best. That was a shitty pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah, no, I was angry at that. I'm still angry about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's been months since Royal Rumble happened. I'm still angry.
I don't like
Brock Lesnar. Okay, well, how about this? We're going to go around. Miranda, you'll start. Give AEW an overall grade, like Revolution. I know you don't watch AEW, so it's probably going to be a little bit lower than it deserves, but it's okay.
It was still like a B. Well, actually, depending on if I knew the people, it could have been an A, but I'd say a B.
A B? Like B plus, or are we just sticking with a B?
I can do B plus.
Okay. What about you, Dakota?
I'm going to say a solid A. A solid A? It would have been an A plus if Adam Cole won, but...
He didn't.
It's only an A.
I didn't want Adam Cole
to win. See, I don't like Hangman Adam Page.
I do get it a little bit. Because, you know, when he started watching AEW, Hangman Adam Page was also kind of going out being a parent.
Yeah, and he was already knew Adam Cole.
Yeah. So you don't know a lot about the Hangman Adam Page character.
No.
Was Adam Cole in WWE?
He was in NXT.
And then he left.
Watched NXT.
He was in, like, every single War Games.
All but the last one.
Yeah, and they still didn't put him as an action figure in the one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your grade? And then we'll start breaking down the match card. Because that's our topic today, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say, like...
Bless you.
I'm going to say an A-.
Bless you. Why an A-?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say an A-. Mm-hmm. But no, we'll get into it more. Why I say an A-. Mm-hmm. As the thing continues. But does anyone remember the match card?
The first one was Eddie Kingston and Chris Jericho.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we do that, what was your emoji grade of it?
My emoji?
Yeah, like, what emoji would you give it? We'll start with Miranda. What emoji?
It depends on the match.
No, the whole card.
That's way too many emojis.
You have a lot of emojis?
Yeah.
Ah.
Because, like, with the ones that...
Well, pick two. I'll do a max of two emojis.
I would say the throwing up one.
Why the throwing? Okay.
Because I don't like when they beat each other with, like, and make ropes on each other.
All right.
And then... Probably the excitement one? I don't know.
Okay, that's... Yeah, pick up the noisiest things to play with. What about you, Dakota?
Dinosaur emoji.
Just the dinosaur
yes,
emoji?
Yes, for Luchasaurus. Okay.
So I'm going to pick like the...
Jungle one.
There's not a Jungle Boy emoji.
There's a tropical tree, though. I think that's what she's talking about. Like the palm tree. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't really care. Just the Jungle one. He's the one that was in that match.
Oh, no. I want a dinosaur, and I want the emoji that flips their long hair.
Okay.
That's what Jungle Boy does.
So, I'm going to give, like, you know, the big smiley face?
Yeah.
With, like, the red cheeks? I'm going to give it that.
Okay.
Why would red cheeks?
I don't know. That's the design of it. I don't know.
It's that's the emoji the he feels. No emoji shaming.
Yes. And then the roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
After.
Listen, the tag team match with the roller coaster.
Yes.
I feel so bad for Jungle Boy.
But we'll break that down once we hit that far. So first, Eddie Kingston versus Chris Jericho. Yeah, that was right.
I kind of figured Eddie Kingston was going to win anyway, so.
Well, he needed a win.
Yeah.
He needed that win. But it was so cool. Like, they did give us quite a few different false finishes. And I like how the match really started by Eddie Kingston pulling the hair and dropping Jericho right on his head.
Yeah.
Straight right away.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I don't really know Eddie Kingston too well. I know Chris Jericho.
Yes, you do.
Oh, and plus, I think Chris Jericho deserved to lose because he pushed the ref.
He did push the ref.
Yeah. She pushed him right back, though.
I'm just excited to see what happens with the Inner Circle now.
Me too.
Because this whole thing was about the Inner Circle with, you know, Santana, Ortiz, Sammy Guevara, and Chris Jericho, which is his group.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Of people. Why? Because they were breaking apart because of Eddie Kingston. So now Eddie Kingston won. I want to see what's next. Like, what do you do? Are you going to keep Sammy his own star? And then, you know.
No, Sammy needs to fall hard.
Sammy did an awesome job last night.
Sammy did garbage. It was all Darby Allin and Sting.
Well, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Because I know you're just subjective because you don't like Sammy Guevara.
No. Or Ty Conti.
We'll get into her, too.
He's one of my boyfriends.
Yes.
Miranda you had Hook.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the buy-in.
Oh, yeah, we didn't.
So, real quick, as we're kind of going through, what's your quick thoughts about buy-in? That was the three matches before. That was Hook at QT Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
The
Alien and
Chris Statlander versus legit Layla Hirsch.
Buy-in?
Yeah,
that was the show that Hook was in the hour before, kind of like the pre-show.
Oh, okay.
And then the other match, I can't think off the top of my head.
I believe that the Alien should have won, and she didn't.
Chris Statlander.
Yep, she didn't boop anyone. That made me a little upset. Mm-hmm. Hook deserved to win because, I mean, Hook's the badass.
Hook's Hook.
Yeah. I like Hook.
Plus, Hook's dad has a team, so I mean, I guess
Team Taz.
Hook's dad.
Team Hook's dad.
Let's talk about the real star here, Hook.
All I wish is if he would comb his hair.
Well, it gives him a unique look.
Yeah,
it makes him look different from every other person on the...
I can tell which one Hook is, but at the same time, because his hair bothers me.
You know what? It's kind of Danny Phantom hair. Because you know how Danny Phantom's hair is like at the front of his head?
Reddit, or can someone look up the official match card? Because this third match don't bother me if I do not know.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
I know it wasn't bad. I just don't
Was it a female or male match?
It was a male match. It might have been
It's Evolution or Revolution?
Revolution.
Okay, I
didn't think. But, real quick, I like the Hook match. I wish they would have made it like a 30 seconds shorter, maybe a minute shorter. Because I don't think he should have been in the ring that long. I get it.
Who?
Hook.
That was already a short match.
I know, but I like just seeing him throw people around.
That was already a short match.
But you did get to see more, you know, of a resilient side of Hook.
Oh, House of Black versus the Death Triangle.
I don't even know why I didn't remember that match, because that was pretty decent.
Ooh, they only gave Hook's match, though, a C+.
Really?
Like I said, I didn't say it was an A, but...
Probably because, I mean, it's the pre-show, so it's not supposed to be that good.
Yeah.
So, who won that one?
It was
House of Black versus Death Triangle.
I think it was House of Black.
House of Black, yeah, it says House of Black defeated.
Death Triangle, yeah. But I didn't mind the House of Black match. I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah, because he did the spit thingy.
Yeah, he did the Black Mist.
Yeah, it was definitely new.
Yeah, I liked it. And then, I think besides that, you know, I think that's part of the reason why I gave it A-. Like, the pre-show was fun. It did what it needed to do. It's people walking into the arena.
Yeah.
That's what you really... And it gives other people a chance to shine on the card.
Yeah. Okay, we already talked about Chris Jericho versus
Eddie Kingston.
Yep, that was an A minus. And so now we have the AEW Tag Team Championships.
Ooh.
Jurassic Express, who were the champions already, versus Red Dragon versus the Young Bucks.
So now, what are they saying?
The grade?
Come on! I'm looking.
Of what?
So what?
The I'm trying to match up Danny Phantom and Hook.
Oh God.
Miranda, we're way past that.
Do you want like the grade or?
Yeah, what'd they give it?
A B. I think it was a little bit. I can see why, because like it was pretty like. Oh God, I still can't think of words.
Methodical?
No.
Well, because I liked it because you told multiple stories inside that match.
Predictable.
Well,
because you already knew the Young Bucks and Red Dragon were going to try to team up and then fall flat.
I know, but that's the fun of it, too. Yeah. Like, you know that that is going to happen, but you don't know what's going to result of it.
Yeah.
Because if you notice in the main event, we will talk about who you see out there
mm-hmm.
and who you didn't see out there.
We saw Jungle Boy get his ass beat.
Yes.
But he still won, so we're good. That one made me want to throw up because I thought he was going to lose a lot, and it was not good.
Ah. But
thank God for Luchasaurus.
And I'm still Hook on Hook.
Yeah, she's going to stay on Hook. So, Miranda, give us one thought on the Tag Team Championship.
That was the three-way?
That was with Jurassic Express and the Young Bucks and stuff.
Yeah, it was the three-way.
Okay. Yeah.
Three-way tag team match.
I felt really bad on the
Jungle Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the next one.
Well, you didn't even let me get a chance to get my opinion.
You did talk. You're good. Next one.
Well, because I wanted to talk about Red Dragon.
No one likes Red Dragon.
I love Red Dragon.
Okay, Joe.
They're Adam Cole's buddies. But I like the predictability. Because, you know, Jungle Express is it needed to win. I like how they were sitting there fighting in the beginning because they both wanted to win, but they made an agreement that they can't pin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they were doing the infighting, because they made an agreement that the other team couldn't pin the one team.
Why couldn't you have told me that?
They literally said it in the middle of the match.
I was watching the match, not the commentators.
Well, I mean, you don't listen to the commentators when you're watching the match?
Not in that match.
No?
No. That was a little bit hard. There was so much going on.
There was a lot going on, and I did like it.
I did like that one.
All right.
But you guys...
And I also liked Jungle Boy getting beat up the whole time.
No.
The poor kid. He is 23, and he's going to have arthritis by the time he's 25 because of how much shit he goes through.
Well, here's the thing. Who else are you going to get beat up during the match?
Yeah, true.
You can't get Luchasaurus beat up because, you know, he's the bigger guy. He's a more threatening guy. You can't have any of the Red Dragon or Young Bucks get beat up because it's their story.
I'm just waiting for Marco Stunt to come back.
Yes. Or now they have Christian Cage.
Yep. Okay.
So next one. I think speaking of Christian Cage.
Keith Lee versus Orange Cassidy versus Powerhouse Hobbs versus Ricky Starks versus Warlow versus Christian Cage in Face of the Revolution ladder match.
First, before we talk about the match, can we please talk about how Ricky Starks had a varsity jacket on that said Stroke Daddy on the back of it.
Yeah, that was weird.
I love that.
No, we're going to talk about how it was like three big boys, versus two little toothpick men versus Christian Cage. First off, I like how Orange Cassidy rolled into the ring and rolled right back out.
He said, no, I'm not doing this.
I love Orange Cassidy. I think he's great. He's just great.
Nessie.
Okay, but he's stupid.
Why?
Why would you take over the biggest dudes? Why wouldn't you just stay out of the ring?
Because Orange Cassidy can fight.
He's still not the smartest, though. He's
not. Well, he has a really good record, but he's not meant to be this serious, like, person.
No.
He's always kind of been the funny one. Like, he tried to climb three big men to get to the ring. Like, come on. I think we all knew who was going to win this match because of Warlord with, well, Miranda wouldn't know, but Warlord has an agreement with MJF that if he wins a title, he has to give it to MJF. That was their agreement. Yes. And Warlow has not lost a fight. He pretty much just power bombs everybody and then takes the win.
Yes.
So I think we all already knew that was going to happen.
I mean, I thought it was a toss-up between three people who could have actually walked out winner.
Who?
I was thinking either Powerless Hobbs.
Okay, I can see that one.
Wardlow.
Yep.
And Keith Lee.
Oh, yep. Those three.
Those three.
I didn't see Christian because Christian's more of like, I don't think they would have had three people in the same group be champions.
Yes.
So, and also,
I could see it.
He's just a little too old. He's already got the championship in AEW when he came.
He had the TNA world title.
Yeah, but still, he had a title.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy, if he would have won it, it would have been funny. I love Orange Cassidy.
Ricky Starks.
I don't like him.
He has the title. Yeah, the FTW like championship. Him. I could have seen him winning, too.
So it had to come down to those three. Yes.
Now I can see a lot better.
I'm so glad that you spent the last, like, 10 minutes working on that.
Me too.
She made a picture of Danny Phantom next to Hook to compare hair. Okay, Miranda, do you want to give any feedback on the
ladder match?
Ladder match?
The big dudes are stupid.
Why?
Why would you go all the way to the other side of the ramp? When you're supposed to be inside the ring trying to get the other ring.
Because you got to make them far away enough.
Yeah, you got to make them far away.
So they can't run up on you and knock down the ladder when you're climbing it.
Yeah.
But they ended up down in the ground anyway.
Not Wardlow.
Wardlow still won.
Wardlow was the one who pushed Keith Lee and what's his name?
Was Powerhouse this Hobbs. The match that Danhausen showed up in?
Yeah. He cursed Ricky Starks.
Ricky Starks. Yep. Love me some Danhausen. I was waiting for him all night.
Does he only curse people?
No, he's very good, very evil. So yeah. He's good sometimes.
Okay, how do you know if he curses or if
he does the curse hand?
Yeah, he does the pointing towards the person.
Yeah, he points at you and you're cursed.
Okay, what does he do if he gives you luck?
He comes in and curses your opponent.
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So basically, if he doesn't curse you, then you have all the...
Yes, he's part of Best Friends. He's friends with Orange Cassidy.
Yes, he helps Orange Cassidy. Does he call
him, like, Orange Juice Man or something?
Yes, the Orange Juice Man.
He calls CM Punk Pepsi Man. Because he has a huge Pepsi logo on his arm. Okay, so they rated that match a B-.
Yeah, I
think so, because it was pretty predictable.
Well, then also, like... I do like a slow build, but not with that many people in the ladder match. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay, so the AEW TBS Championship with Jade Cargill versus Ty Conti. I already wanted Ty Conti to get her ass beat because she's a homewrecker and I don't like her.
We did not fully figure out if she was a homewrecker.
She was. Even MJF pointed it out, and I mean... You know if MJF's kind of, like, literally, because he even said he felt bad for the fiancé.
Yes.
You know if MJF's being nice to a person that you fucked up big.
But we'll talk about...
But I still felt bad because she came out with -1, and I like him because he's just a kid.
Yes.
But I'm really happy she had her ass beat. And y'all were more, like, Miranda, or no, Jill was more concerned that it was a school night and this child was out.
Yeah, that is pretty fair.
It is not, because, you know, we would have, if we were there, I mean, we would have skipped school, too.
You have skipped school to go to wrestling events.
No.
Yes, you did.
Okay, so let's talk about this match.
Mm-hmm.
It was a match. That's how I felt about it.
I'm not really into either of their stories, so.
Neither am I. I think that's why I didn't really mind.
Up a lot in the ones that we watch.
I do like Jade Cargill. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's about she a built girl.
Yeah.
She great. Ty Conti, little bitch. You want to give a thought on that match?
I liked her outfit.
Yes, I did like Jade, the Cargill's outfit.
Yeah, it was cute.
She was Mortal Kombat.
Yes, she was.
I felt like it was it was okay.
Okay, it got a B-. Okay, this next one, CM Punk versus MJF in the dog collar match.
I think this was easily one of the matches of the night.
This was fucking brutal.
It was. I feel like this was a match of a night type of deal.
Just from everything that happened from the moment it started to the moment it ended.
Yes.
It was brutal, which it needed to be. But there was so much fucking blood. There were welts on people's backs. We had Tax.
Yes.
I don't like Tax.
I feel like that was Match of the Night, CM Punk.
And then right when, so MJF falls on the whole thing of Tax, and he's basically laying there like seizing almost.
Oh, that was stupid.
And, well, because he was screaming for Warlow. And Warlow comes out acting like he can't find the ring that MJF uses.
The dynamite ring.
Yeah. And then finds it and gives it to CM Punk.
He did not give it to CM Punk.
He put it on the mat.
He put it on the mat in front of CM Punk, but he did not give it to CM Punk.
Right. And personally, it's just like, I'm so happy that Warlow's finally breaking away, because Warlow deserves his own championship.
He deserves his own spotlight.
Yeah. And I'm tired of fucking people taking it away. So, yeah, I think MJF deserved everything he got in this match.
Miranda, what'd you think? Doll collar match?
Because didn't you say they have a contract?
Yes, they have an agreement. So, but Warlow doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to give his championship to MJF. And now since he won the ring, he gets a title opportunity.
The ladder match before.
So why did he sign the contract?
It was to basically be in, like, MJF's group.
Yes. The pinnacle.
Yeah, it got him like matches and stuff like that.
So now he just...
Now he's breaking away because he can get matches on his own.
Yep.
Would that mean they would probably...
I have no idea.
Because here's the thing. MJF can't beat Warlow. He knows it.
Yeah, but he can get another big dude to beat Warlow.
Yeah, which would probably be like Powerhouse Hobbs or something. Also... Here's the thing that I didn't understand. So you know how you have, like, Scorpio Sky and everybody like that in that little group? Why the fuck they have Paige there?
I don't
know. She's an MMA fighter. She's an active MMA fighter.
What's her last name?
I don't remember. It's, like, Van something. Yeah. Because I follow her on TikTok.
She might be getting ready to join AEW.
Maybe. I like her.
Because they're part of the...
They showed her a lot.
They showed all of them a lot.
She's kind of a big deal. Because I don't remember, I don't know if she had a championship a while back. She was somewhere before I followed her on TikTok. I don't remember where I saw her. But anywho, yeah. But that match, did y'all like it? I liked it. I thought it was great.
CM Punk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know who CM Punk
is. It was my match of the night.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the best one.
It was easily the match of the night with the storytelling and everything.
Yeah, it was. There was so much
fun. Even though... I do have a complaint about that match.
What?
So, you remember how... You remember how MJF came out, it was to CM Punk's theme music, and then he switched over. And then CM Punk came out to his old Ring of Honor theme music. I wish they would have, you know, told us or something like that, because everyone was confused. Almost everyone in the arena was confused.
Nah, I like this.
No, there were people who knew, because there were people singing this song.
There was only a select few, because I was reading through, and, you know, not a lot of people got that callback, because not everyone follows CM Punk from Ring of Honor to WWE to...
I think it made sense.
It didn't make sense in the long run to bring you back to your roots, but I wish they could have, you know, put it in the promo, hey, I'm going back to my roots to beat you.
Yeah.
Bring it a little bit more, so that way we can kind of get a idea of... This but is if was, why.
If it was mind games, it matched.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, it's mind games. Yeah,
yeah, but if you tell the audience the mind games, that's not going to be a mind game anymore.
Well, you just hinted.
They made announcement while he was there. Because what we hear on TV, they still say over the intercom.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
No.
You don't hear that.
Y'all should have just put the pieces together. They knew CM Punk had a history. They knew that was not always his song.
Yeah, but into I just thing. Wish they would have did a little bit more towards that.
Okay, so they gave that match an A-.
I believe it deserved an actual A or A+, but whatever.
So the next one was AEW Women's Championship, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD versus Thunder Rosa.
This is another low for me.
Yeah, I didn't... As much as they talk up Britt Baker, and as much as I love Britt Baker, I felt like that match was really weak. I feel like Britt Baker doesn't really need all the extra help she gets from the other two girls.
I like it because it's a devious way for you to win a championship. It makes the other person look strong.
Yeah, and I don't think they're gonna...
But here's the thing.
What?
And that was the night to do Thunder Rosa. Mm-hmm. If you're going to give her a championship, that was the night to do it.
Yeah.
Because now, what are you going to do? Because they said for this next week's show, it's going to be Thunder Rosa against
that other girl.
Oh yeah, legit Layla Hirsch.
Yeah.
The winner is going to get a championship match over at St. Patrick's Slam. Mm-hmm. What's the point at this junction if you continually do that? I just don't like it. Because now if Thunder Rosa wins it, I'm just not going to be as impressed.
Right.
So who, and this is the point, and the point is, who are you going to get to beat Britt Baker?
Yeah.
Because no one's booked up like her.
I'll beat her.
You'll beat her?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that match got a C-.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, then we had one that you both know, Jon Moxley versus Bryan Danielson.
I like that one. I knew them both, and I really like
I liked it overall. Thought it was going a little bit slow at times, but I liked it overall.
Yeah, which Jon Moxley ended up winning, right?
Okay. Yes.
I like how William Regal came out, basically like a disappointed dad.
I hope that he's their manager.
Well, I did see something this week this morning that said he will now be basically like a coach in the ring and outside. So yeah, he's going to be on camera and also in the background.
I hope he's their manager.
Yeah. So are they going to form a tag team now?
Yeah. Remember? Because okay, that was the whole thing. Bryan Danielson wanted to form a tag team with Jon Moxley. Mm-hmm. And Jon Moxley said, I don't team with anyone unless I bleed with them.
Technically, I think they...
Yeah, they both bled.
The only thing is they couldn't stop afterwards.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was cool. Thought it was a little bit slow, but overall, I like the match.
Okay, that got a B+.
All right, and before we go any further, we really do have to do an ad break.
Okay. Next, we had AHFO versus Darby Allin, Bullshit, Sammy Guevara, and Sting.
I like Darby. I like all three of them.
I like Darby Allin. I like Sting. I fucking hate Sammy Guevara. Sting is 2 weeks away from turning 63.
Yeah.
And this man went through a table.
Three of them.
Three tables.
I think Darby and Sting were good teammates, although I don't think I remember Sammy actually doing much.
Sting isn't, he's more like a backup for Darby. He's more like the coach for Darby, which showed through last night because I feel like they got Darby pissed off and he went in there and beat the shit out of him.
Yes.
It was great.
I thought the match could have went on for a couple more minutes.
Sammy Guevara did nothing.
He did a Spanish fly off the set into a table.
Good for him. He still didn't get the winning pin.
Neither did Sting.
No, but Darby Allin did. Yeah. Sting, because didn't Darby Allin pin...
He pinned, I think, Matt Hardy.
That's what I think he did, too. Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is... Yes,
he hit the Scorpion Death Drop and a Coffin Drop.
It should have been on for a couple more minutes, easily. I felt like that match was way too slow.
Where was Sting going to be the rest of that match? Because he wasn't going to stand up after that.
If it was way too slow, then doesn't that mean it shouldn't?
No, it was not slow. I used the wrong word. It was way too quick. That match went on way too fast. And I like that... I guess I did like the outside interference from Matt Hardy.
You know.
I did like the interference from Matt Hardy's group, even though I thought it was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, after the Butcher and Blade set up all the tables, where the fuck did they go? You did not see them anymore.
No, because you didn't need to.
I know, I thought that was stupid. Wouldn't you want to make sure that, you know, your person won?
Okay, well, that match got a solid B.
Yeah, I thought you would.
We have the actual main event, which was the AEW World Championship, Hangman Adam Page versus Adam Cole.
Baby.
Guess who won?
Adam.
Adam
won.
Adam won.
But I actually like that match.
I almost texted my friend Adam saying, oh, look.
Congratulations.
He won.
I like that match. I like the outside interference from Red Dragon and then Dark Order coming to save Adam Page.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really care for this match.
No, I wasn't impressed as... Honestly, I wish they would switch this match with the CM Punk match, because I just feel like that was a better match.
I think so, too. And I just didn't know any of the Adams. It was just fun knowing that they're both Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the match. I thought it did a great job telling the story of, you know, Adam Page defeating yet another challenger.
Probably, if you actually knew the story.
I feel like it didn't make sense, though, because Adam Cole's undefeated.
Yeah, now he lost.
So who else are you going to put up against Adam Page?
Whoever's next in line.
I feel like
that's how AEW rankings work.
I feel like it should have been Adam Cole.
Because Bryan Danielson was undefeated before he faced Adam Page.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing Keith Lee in this spot.
That match got an A-.
An A-?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys agree with the...
I want Hook to get in that spot. Let me see Hook more.
You want to see Hook?
Yeah.
I'm glad your biggest takeaway is to see Hook.
So,
yeah. Dean Ambrose... Well... What's his name? John Moxley?
Yes.
Yeah. He's really well, too.
So, for Hangman Adam Page, he's fourth world champion in AEW history. He had his fourth title defense, and he's had 16 wins in the past 18 singles matches.
Yes.
Which one of those was a tie. And then Adam Cole had an 11-1 singles record, ranked number one, three-time Ring of Honor world champion.
Does that still count if he was in Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because technically, Tony Khan bought Ring of Honor now.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Okay. I think it's not really.
I don't have a lot to say.
Yeah, no.
I don't really have a lot to say about that.
I barely know AEW.
Oh, and who did they... So, who got signed last night? You remember how they signed a new person?
Yeah.
So, now, I got a quick question for you guys. Real quick. What do you guys think? WWE or AEW?
AEW.
That's all right.
It's all right. This is like a filler show. Nobody likes filler shows.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a filler show.
Nobody likes
filler shows. That's WWE. They have four of them a week. The premium live events.
Nobody likes filler shows.
It works for WWE. They're a multi-billion dollar company.
A lot of fairy tale shows is filler shows.
Yeah. I like that show, though. That's an anime. You expect fillers.
But besides that, Miranda, where can they find you?
Nowhere with that one.
Yeah.
Nowhere?
We don't want to be mentioned during this one.
Well, you guys are already mentioned. You guys give your opinion.
Yeah. Maybe someone from AEW will listen to it.
Yes.
Hook.
Miranda really wants your number, Hook.
Well, he doesn't know where to find her, so it's okay.
Did we actually send that message to Hook?
Did you? No, I don't think you did.
No, I don't think she did.
No. I don't know. We was going to send one at least to Hook.
Yeah.
Through Instagram.
All right. But besides that, you can find the podcast, Facebook, everywhere. We have a Facebook page. Follow it. Reminisce Chat Podcast, since, you know, I got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't send it. I should send one.
Okay.
What do you think?
So glad you can send one, Miranda.
I hope so.
Oh, man.
Maybe it'll be my Valentine.
Wait, isn't Valentine's Day over?
Yeah, maybe he can be my Easter bunny.
Why'd he be your Easter bunny?
Because that's the only thing that's coming up.
He'd be your leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day.
I'm pretty sure he's still taller than me. I don't think that would work.
Alright, you guys have any final words?
Nope.
Hook should come to Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
See ya.
Boy.
Nothing from Dakota?
Nope.
Okay.